And we're back. This week in Waukesha, and had to give Patty Smith the air there to remind everybody that people have the power, as Jason nods his head out there in Madison, and Andrew agrees. And that power comes to life this Tuesday, April 5th, Election Day. Be there and do your duty.
Get out and vote.
Please, yep. Just as and polls are open until 8:30 at night. And my oldest daughter, who will be voting for the first time, just turned 18, after she goes to vote with my wife, they are going over to Theodora Humans Park right around the corner to pay tribute to Wisconsin's champion suffragette, the reason we were the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment. So going to be a special day, and hopefully it's a special day for and best of luck to all the candidates, including Andrew Sigilski. Andrew, we wanted to talk about county services versus city, and a big issue is health and mental health in particular. And what do you think a county supervisor, a county legislature could do to advance the cause for better mental health services, which especially in this COVID era has become a much bigger problem?
Well, certainly. Yeah, you see after COVID, the incidence of alcohol abuse and depression go up, and even in teenagers. So, county mental health is one of the biggest parts of the budget. And, you know, I have experience with it. Unfortunately, my younger sister has struggled with drugs and mental health. And I have been in the hospital to visit her a few times over the last couple of years. So, you know, I think more than anything, it's about having the proper perspective. It means tackling, for example, some of the root causes, which include drug use and abuse. So, I was just in the, I attended virtually the heroin task force meeting. That is, you have a task force here in Waukesha dedicated to addressing the issue, preventing overdoses. I would go even further. I would say that we need to root out any drug trade that is in the county. I am one of those who, I'm very vocal about the fact that there is a criminal element that negatively impacts our community. And I don't mean just, attacking one particular group of people or one particular issue. I think that we have enough sophistication now to know who the bad actors are. And it's about time that we take a stand and say enough is enough. We are not going to allow drugs in our community. Now, I say that a day after or a couple of days after Congress just voted to legalize marijuana. So it's certainly, this is not an all-encompassing topic as far as I can address on the radio. But what I would like to see is dealing with people's experience here in the county at all levels. And if the sure. county has resources that can help with a loved one who yep. who is depressed or is dealing with drugs, we're going to support that. We're going to sure. help those people.
Yeah. So, and not to make any light of this subject, because I have a family member that's also a mental health survivor. Mm-hmm. God bless. But I feel I could use some counseling. I've run into the train in the 11 years I've lived here, 12 or however long we've lived here, I've run into that train more than I have in the last couple of days, even on the way here this morning. And then with the road construction projects I mentioned earlier, please support Golden Chicken on 310 West St. Paul. If you're not able to make Raise the Bar tonight, they will have the TVs on for the Final Four. If you're celebrating the Final Four at home, call Golden Chicken and have them deliver a wonderful Final Four dinner party to your house. Check out that menu. Support them and all the other businesses in that area impacted by the construction. Let's show them that we care. And going back to Andrew, too, what about infrastructure? What do you see are some of the big, continuous improvement needs we have?
Well, so the county has identified projects, going forward here the next couple of decades that need to be addressed. One of those projects is the roofs at the airport. And I tell you what, I think there's a great opportunity to develop the airport. I bumped into some guys in central Wisconsin last summer, and they were like, yeah, we're just talking about moving down to Waukesha. And I think they've got pilot training company.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I told them, yeah, come down. It is a resource that we can develop. Certainly, and there again, if we're going to be dealing with the roofs, So I've been working for an electrician the last 2 years. I was actually another certification I recently received was a solar PV associate.
Yeah.
And I think we should look at throwing up some solar panels there, either at the courthouse or at the airport. You see Generac getting into solar storage with their power cell units. So energy infrastructure should be looked at for sure.
Terrific.
And then I'm also one of those guys I've been told from multiple individuals that we have a great internet backbone here in the city and that it might be worth looking into, you know, internet as a utility. And the laws there will have to be changed at the state level. But I would certainly advocate for things like that. You know, you're talking about people who are disenfranchised.
Sure.
Access to the internet is a huge, huge issue.
Sure. You know, and I think that's what brought a lot of that rural vote out was just that they, you know, during the Depression, because they had telephone, because the ag industry was a big part of the economy then, you know, the price of radios went from like $200 to unit for $4 per unit. And then overnight, rural America was wired for sound. But they still have that problem with the internet out here. And even in our cities like Waukesha, that the wind blows a certain direction. And, you know, I work from home. I'm self-employed. You know, half the week I work from my home office. And that happens. It gets really frustrating.
Yeah, I had a couple of people at the doors tell me they work from home. And in this case, it was tree branches falling on the power lines. And then they're out, you know, out of power. This was last year. It happened in one particular area in the district. And so even stuff as simple as just making sure that we're trimming the trees enough and that the power is on so that people can work. And, you know, I told those people, that's right. That's what I'm here for. I want to hear those kinds of problems and we'll get them solved. You know, it's simple enough.
Sounds great. So, and before I forget, do you have a website or a Facebook page people can go to learn more about Andrew Sigilski?
I do. Yes. And, I'll say this too. So my name on the ballot is going to appear as Andrew Leon Sigilski. So if you see those signs out there that say Leon, black and white, those are me.
Okay. And not to be confused with Leon Czolgosz, the anarchist who assassinated President McKinley many years ago in my hometown.
But I'm certainly not trying to make that association.
A little jam-y. No. Andrew Leon Sigilski. So what's the name of the website?
The website is heyleon.vote. And I do encourage people to hit up the website. It's pretty simple, but I've got a link there for a countywide survey.
Do you prefer to be called Leon?
Preference wise, you know, you can call me any name under the sun.
Just and not late for dinner. Okay. But no, really, what do you prefer? Andrew or Leon? I did do my homework here, and here's why I apologize.
Nope.
And as a tribute to Andrew called me about being on the show, so props to him for that.
I appreciate you having me on.
Okay. So Leon, tell Andrew or Leon.
Well, so here's Leon. I don't prefer it, but I'm hoping that people will remember Leon more than they remember Sigilski, and it's kind of hard to fit that Polish name.
How could you forget Sigilski?
Well,
it's a great name.
If you can't pronounce it, you usually can't remember it. So it's like the idea there is just sign space Leon
so
black
vote
and white.
For Leon.
Vote for Leon. Hey Leon.
Hey Leon. Vote. Yep. Even better.
And there's a countywide survey. I encourage people to hop on there and participate in that survey.
Okay. So in the time we have left, tell us the one question I didn't ask. What do you want people on the air to know about Andrew Leon Sigilski that we haven't discussed so far? Like, what's one reason they should vote for you?
Well, I want you to know, and this is one of the reasons why I put the survey on my site, is that I am going to represent everybody in the district. There is people are very concerned with partisanship in this election. I'll tell you right now, I mean, I have my own values and opinions that I espouse, but my responsibility to the voters is to represent them at the county board level. So I am always going to be one that is out there getting the thoughts and opinions of the people that I represent, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from. And I would say, you know, even if you don't live in my district and you give me a call, I'm going to be there to help.
That sounds great. What are your last minute strategies in the time you have left before the election on Tuesday?
You know, I'm one of those people, I kind of feel like it's baked in the cake. Voting's been going on since March 15th. So all I'm trying to do is encourage people to go out and vote. If you haven't voted, take the time. You know, if you got to work on Tuesday, early morning, you know, get it done late night. This is what makes our country so great, is that we have this opportunity to have our voices heard. So I don't think I can do much to influence the voters' minds one way or the other, but I want you to know that there is a choice in District 19, and I'm encouraging you to vote for Leon April 5th.
That sounds great. Any last second thoughts or besides what you just shared there? When are you going to go to vote? Did you vote already?
I haven't voted. Okay. I like voting election day.
Okay.
So I go to St. Mary's Church, and my neighbor is one of the poll workers there, so I like to see her and say hi. So I'm looking forward to that experience.
And you trust that poll worker, correct?
Absolutely.
Sounds great. All right. Andrew Leon Sigilski, candidate for 19th District County Supervisor. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Kristen Hansen is next to talk about how you vote and as well as some of the elections. So stick around this week in Waukesha.